While everyone else was skiing the fresh powder late last week, Pitkin County snowplow drivers were hard at work, doubling their average daily mileage and working double shifts. The largest amounts of snow were piled up near Thomasville and Meredith in the upper frying pan.
And you know, the good thing about these storms is our plows don't know the difference between 3 inches and 2 feet. They're meant to move snow, so it's just having the wherewithal in your brain to just take it easy and take your time.
Scott Matthijs is a road and bridge foreman for Pitkin County. In the winter, he's in the truck working the plow.
I'm going to go down Smith Hill to Upper and Lower River Road. Looks like we got like a half inch in the last half hour.
The county maintains 140 miles of roads in the winter, stretching over a large swath of rural land. Around 4 a.m., plow drivers start on the school bus routes like Castle Creek Road and Maroon Creek Road. Then they hit the commuter routes like Brush Creek and McLean Flats. During a storm, drivers are pushing back snow, sanding roads, and responding to accidents.
This last storm dumped up to, 3 to 3.5 feet of snow, depending on where you were in the county. That's a lot of snow to remove at one time.
Brian Pettit is Pitkin County's Public Works Director. He says last week's storm brought some surprises.
It also propagated a lot of snow sloughing. So we had small avalanches and bank sloughs that blocked roads that we had to respond to.
The small avalanches happened up Castle Creek and Woody Creek Road. Another problem from the winter storm, where to dump all the snow?
As it accumulates, it's a problem. And so we've got to, load it out, put it in trucks, and haul it off somewhere. The problem is there's just not a lot of places to put it.
The city of Aspen hauls its snow to a dumping area just outside of town, which has grown substantially since last week's storm. The county pushes most of the snow off the sides of rural roads.
803 is out with a disabled vehicle, Upper River Road and Grange Way. Can you assist?
Out on the road, plow driver Scott Matthijs stops for a broken down vehicle.
It cranks,
but it won't run. It's got fuel.
I just had a new fuel pump put in last week and a new fuel filter.
Let me just call a sheriff to help us push it.
Matthijs hops in his truck and alerts dispatch. Soon, a sheriff's deputy arrives. Ray Sprotsoff owns the troubled Jeep. He lives just down the road, and he's grateful the county plows this stretch.
This is the middle of nowhere, basically. I call it rural. And they're out here every morning on my way to work. They're on the job.
Plow driver Scott Matthijs heads back down the road as the blade sprays snow. He says he likes his job because every day is different.
I do. I really do. And the variety of it, every storm's different. Every truck is different. Every road is different. I spend a lot of my day in the truck and then I jump in a grader some days, or it could be in a pickup, or depends on the storm. I find it challenging and fun.
Last week's winter storm will likely set a record in Aspen. On Friday, between 20 and 24 inches fell. The previous record for one day's worth of snowfall was 21.8 inches in 1996. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.